During the season of Advent, we've been talking about the questions of Christmas, unlocking the mysteries. And we met the priest Zechariah. We met his wife Elizabeth. We met Mary, the mother of Jesus, who asked, "How can this be?" And today, the title of the message is, "Let us go to Bethlehem." Today, we're meeting up with the shepherds, long ago and even now. Now, they don't ask a direct question. I've been asking you to listen for the questions, and they don't ask a direct question, but instead they say, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see about this." They challenge us to hear the story and experience the mystery and ask our question. Mainly, does this day, this night matter? Does it matter? In the midst of all the secular stuff of Christmas, does it matter? And what's next after this day? Hear the old, old story with new ears and fresh eyes through, listen for the story of the shepherds as we hear Luke chapter 2, 8 to 20.
Starting with verse 1, I believe, Luke 1:7.
Start, yep.
Okay. "In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn."
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please pray with me. Loving God, help us remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels and the gladness of the shepherds. Close the door of hate and open the door of love all over the world. May this Christmas Eve make us happy to be your children, for Jesus' sake. Amen. So today we're going to talk about the shepherds who were there the night that Jesus was born. Whoa. Let's go into Bethlehem. Would you like to come along? Would you like to come along with the shepherds? Come on along with the shepherds to Bethlehem. The choir has led us there so beautifully. Let's come on down. Let's go there with the shepherds. Come on, come with us. Wide-eyed and still a little frightened, but in awe, the shepherds, who had simply been watching over their sheep one night in a field near Bethlehem, the shepherds head into town. I've always wondered about something. Did they bring the sheep with them? Or did they leave somebody behind to watch over their sheep? That poor person didn't get to go. How did they choose that person? Anyway, they head into Bethlehem, knowing only that a baby was lying in a manger somewhere in Bethlehem. There were lots of mangers in Bethlehem and stables. And after looking inside a few stable doors, they come upon a small cave carved into the hillside, and they hear people rustling inside and the faint cry of a baby, and then they are there. It is Joseph who beckons them in, as if they have been expecting them. A little smelly, they hang out with sheep after all, and still wide-eyed and in awe, and maybe still a tad frightened over the whole business, they move close to the manger. They are familiar with mangers after all, feeding troughs for animals, but they've never seen a baby in one before. They move close and they realize that there is something about this child that is as the angels told them. And Mary says to them, "How did you know to come?" And they tell her, "We were just watching our sheep like usual, taking turns, staying awake, when suddenly the presence of God was around us. Bright, an angel, glory we couldn't ignore even if we wanted to. We have to tell you, though, we were really afraid." And then the angel said, "Don't be afraid." We still were, though. More than a little, in fact. And the angel said, "I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Messiah who is the Lord. Here's your clue. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a whole multitude praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth peace among those whom he favors." "Well," said the shepherds to Mary and Joseph and the baby, "they didn't tell us directly to come, but wouldn't you go? We had to come, and here we are. When we got the chance to meet the Messiah, we got up and we came. When we got the chance to meet the Messiah, we got up and we came, and there we are." They talked to Mary and Joseph for a while longer, and they looked at the baby. And one of the things the shepherds wondered was, why them? Why did the angels come to them and send them to meet Jesus? In a quiet voice, Joseph said to them, "Well, remember that King David, from whom we're told the Messiah would one day come, King David started out as a shepherd, caring for the sheep, protecting them, watching over them. Maybe God just wanted you to be the first to watch over Jesus. Maybe God wanted you to be the first. Maybe God wanted you to know that your lives matter, that you matter to God." And suddenly for the shepherds, it was as if their lives had a true purpose. Of course, caring for the sheep was important, but now God had given them something more, an amazing gift, a glimpse at the Messiah, the one who brings joy and peace. And while they held him, it was as if he was holding them, covering them over with joy and with peace. And now their purpose was to let other people know about him. And so they did. After a while, the shepherds head out back to the sheep, but they were never the same. All they could do was tell other people about what had happened that Christmas night. The shepherds became the first people to tell about Jesus. Imagine that. How about we go to Bethlehem and think about this thing which has come to pass? Christ is born. What if those departing shepherds told us on the street, that day, that night, this is what happened to us, and we have seen the Messiah. Go ahead and see for yourselves. Go ahead and see. Let's think about this for a while, for a minute. Sometimes people have talked about these shepherds as outcasts or despised people, sometimes thought of as disreputable and dishonest. Probably, maybe it was partly true, but not completely true. Some of the Bible's important people were shepherds. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and King David, who we already mentioned. These shepherds were probably ordinary, humble people who did something very important in that rural society. They watched over the sheep. It was probably a rough and tumble existence, living in the fields with the sheep and with other shepherds, young and old for weeks at a time, and because of the very dry earth, they had to move the sheep around to get food for them. If you ask people who raise sheep, they're likely to tell you, sheep require more attention than any other livestock. Sheep will ruin a pasture by eating in one place until there's nothing left. They are nearsighted, timid, feeble, defenseless. They have no homing instinct, and they can't find their way home without a shepherd to guide them. So sometimes it's dangerous work, keeping the sheep from being attacked by predators. But what we come to see through the shepherds is that God invites these outsiders into his presence, and it is to them, the lowly and the ordinary ones, that the angels come and invite them to the manger of the Christ child, to be changed by meeting him and to tell others about him. And then later in Scripture, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The sheep know my voice, and they follow me." Come to Bethlehem with me. Come now. Come now to Bethlehem with me, and here is what we find. Shepherds who care for and protect and watch over sheep are the first to meet Jesus. They tell everybody about him. They have faith in what the angel has said. And later, Jesus tells his followers that he watches over them and protects them, and he wants them to follow his voice. I was thinking in the last few days about the people who first invited us to come to a United Methodist Church back in the mid-1970s. It was people who were already in a United Methodist Church, friends of ours. And Art and I had been kind of lost sheep, kind of wandering around looking for a church home. And people in these friends of ours invited us. They invited us to come and worship on Christmas Eve. Come and be in the body of Christ on that most holy time. And we met Christ there in that United Methodist Church. You see, there is more. Come with me to Bethlehem, and here is what we will find. None of us are royalty or the high and mighty. If we're honest, we're more like the shepherds, regular people trying to do our jobs, sometimes caring for others, watching over them. Here we are in Bethlehem. And we find that we are invited to the manger. We are invited to come this day. We are invited to come and see Jesus. We find that we are invited to see Jesus even if we don't feel worthy to do that. Come on in, Joseph says. Here, hold him. Mary says, let your troubled hearts be soothed. You are forgiven. You are made new this day for having met the Christ child. You are invited to meet him, to know him, to be changed by him, and it is a great gift, a powerful expression of God's love for each and every one of us. And then we find that we are invited to do the work of the shepherds in the world, to protect the weak, to watch over those entrusted to us, to be bold enough to stand up for those who would harm little ones or those in trouble, to be the shepherds. That's one thing we find here in Bethlehem this day. Let's go to Bethlehem and meet this Christ child, who offers in his birth new life, fresh beginnings, hope and possibility, and peace. A great, great gift. When you have the chance to receive it, come on down. Come to Bethlehem and see. Just come. For you are welcome to be held by the one you hold. Amen.